Aseres Yemei Teshiva, we know, is the time when we need to examine our actions, think how we can improve ourselves, and what we need to rectify, what we need to be masaking. And Chazal tell us that Yom Kippur, although Yom Kippur is such a great and highly good day, but Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheyiratze Es Chaveroi. Yom Kippur will not help a person to have mechila until he is meratze, he asks forgiveness from his friend, somebody who he's done something wrong. And the Vilna Gaon writes, this is quoted in a sefer called Likutei Eitz Chaim, printed at the back of Nefesh HaChaim, that the ikar omol of a person, the ikar work of a person in this world, is surach liyois al aveirois shebein udam lechaveiroi b'chol hadiktikim. We need to work on ourselves to be medactic, how we behave bein udam lechaveiroi. It's coming up to Sikkos. We know people spent hours looking for beautiful esrig, akusha lila, hadasim barovois. Write the Vilna Gaon. The ikka avoid of yid is make sure that you're not chepering another yid, you're not being nasty to somebody else. But today I want to bring out a different aspect, something which unfortunately we know in the world around us is unfortunately, it's a big problem. And it's not only a problem, it's also a crisis, come to a crisis level. In these days, we ask Hashem, please Hashem, Zochreini l'chaim, Kosveini b'sefer chaim, Nizuchev v'nikusev b'sefer chaim. We're asking, please Hashem, write us b'sefer chaim. But there are people around us and amongst us who they say, Lomeli chaim, what do I need to live for? I have no simcha s'chaim. There's no point in getting up in the morning. People, unfortunately, who suffer from depression, they feel low, they feel abandoned, they feel forgotten. They have no simcha s'chaim. What's the point of it all? Who am I living for? Might as well not be here. And some people say even further. And they ask, V'atu Hashem, it's a pusik we were going to line on Yom Kippur Yoina. Kachnu es nafshi kitoiv moisi machayai. Chas v'shulim, sometimes a person comes to such a feeling. Who cares if I'm here, if I'm not here? Might as well not be here. So this is something I want to speak about today. What can we do about this? And we have an achrayis, not just for ourselves, but for everybody around us, all our friends, our family, our neighbours, and every single yid. There is a Zoya Kudish, which is not well known. A Zoya Kudish, which tells us the following bombshell. Kamo da onsha bahai banash. Just like there is a punishment for a person, begain mila bisha, because he spoke Loshon Hora. We know Loshon Hora is one of the most serious Averis. Chazal tell us that Loshon Hora is equal to the Gimel Averis Chamiris of Gile Aroyes, Avoy Dezura, and Shvichas Domim. So it tells us the Zoy Kudosh, just like there's a punishment for speaking Loshon Hora, kach, simile, onshe begain mila tova. There is an oynish for a good word, the ka'usi liyude, which came to you, which you could have said, v'yuchelamalula, and you could have said it. I could have given this person a compliment. Oh, you look so nice. Oh, what you did was so amazing. I was really impressed. You could have given somebody a compliment. You could have made them feel good. V'loy molil, and you didn't. You had an opportunity to make somebody feel good about themselves. It's so easy. Just give them a compliment. Say something nice to them. could have uplifted them, and you didn't bother. Tells us the Zohar Kodesh, a gewaltige chiddush. Just like there is an oynish for speaking Lashon Hara, so there is the same oynish if you could have said something good and you didn't. And the explanation is, what's Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is you use the power of speech, arup seklapen, somebody else, to make him feel low, to make him feel worthless. That's what Lashon Hara does. Lashon Hara is you pull somebody down using the koyach of dibber. Giving a compliment is I could have pulled him up. I could have made this person feel good using the koyach of dibber, and I didn't. So says the Zohar Kodesh, it's the same aveira. Now the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Erechin in Daf Tezayin that we find by a Metzoira a Chiddush. A Metzoira who spoke Lashon Hara tells us the Torah, he has to bring shtei tzipuroi purim chayos. He had to bring two birds as a korban. We never find a person needs to bring two things for a korban. A person will bring one animal as a korban. No, one bird as a korban, whether it's a korban behemoth, a korban oif, but one. The exception to the rule is a metzoira. He needs to bring shtei tzipurim. He has to bring two birds. The question is, why two? Why not one? Writes the Sfas Emes in Parshas Metzoira, because of this Zohar HaKodesh. When a Metzoira is bringing a korban for speaking Lashon Hara, so at the same time the Torah says, you who you used your koyach hadibah to speak bad, I bring a second korban, because you should have said something good. You should have said something good, so you bring a second korban. Like the Vilna Gaon says, there's din and cheshbon. Din is on the aveira. Cheshbon is, instead of doing an aveira, you could have done a mitzvah in the same time. So the metzoiru who has to bring a korban for speaking Lashon Hara, there's a cheshbon. Why does I bring a second korban for not speaking a dovah Torah? In Parshas Noach, when Hashem told Noach to build the teva, to go into the teva, the Boishim told him, kinim tase es hateva. An unusual word, kinim. So kinim has got two translations. It can be translated as a bird, like we find by the Metzoira, we find the same word by the Metzoira, a kan, or it can refer to as rooms. The Boishim told Noach, make rooms in the teva. But it's an unusual word. Tells us the Medrash Rabbah. Om Reb Yitzchak, ma hakan hazeh metahe es hametzoira. Just like the birds are metahe the metzoira, af tevoscho metaharoscho. You, Noach, you're going into the teva? The teva will be for you, not just a place to escape from the marble, but will be metahe you like a metzoira. Asks the Shem Mishmiel, what connection does the teva has with the metzora, Lashon Hara? Did Noach speak Lashon Hara? Why did he have to go into the teva like as if he's a metzora, needs tahara? Quotes the Shem Mishmiel, the same Zohar HaKodesh, that just like there's an oynish for speaking Lashon Hara, there's an oynish for not saying something positive, something good. And Noach, we know, Chazal tell us, the Boishim was upset with Noach that he never davened. He never davened for his generation. He could have saved them if he would have davened for them. Says the Shem Mishmiel these words: "V'hine menias hadibah b'mukim shetzurach ledaber." Not saying something good, holding yourself back from saying something positive. Zehi chet kemoi hamedaber masha'ein ruy loy ledaber. This is the same type of avera, speaking bad. So therefore, Noach, who didn't say something good about his generation, he had to go into the teva like a metzora to become tohor. How great is the schar for somebody who says something positive, says something good? There's a famous Gemara in Masechtas Tanis, in Daf Chof Beis on Medalef. The Gemara tells us that Reb Baroika, an unusual name, that was his name, Reb Baroika Chaizua, used to go to a certain marketplace. And he once met Eliyahu Hanavi in this marketplace. There was lots of people in the marketplace, people coming and going. And Reb Baroika Chaizua asked Eliyahu Hanavi, "Tell me, is there anybody here in this whole marketplace who are B'nai Olam Habo?" And Eliyahu Hanavi looks around and he says, "No, nobody." Then just suddenly, two people came into the market. Says Eliyahu Hanavi, "Oh, these two people, they are B'nai Olam Habo." So Reb Baroika went up to them and he asked them, "What do you do for yourselves? What's your job?" Omrele, they answered him, "In shebedicha anon, we are batchunim, madchinon atziva. When we see people who are sad, who are depressed, who are feeling low, we go over to them and we cheer them up. Inami, or if we see people who have got into a fight, they're not on speaking terms between themselves, we make peace between them." The Vilna Gaon wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he turned back halfway. And whilst he was on the way, he wrote a letter to his family, a famous letter, which is called Igeres Hagro. A famous, famous letter, Yesoidistika letter, where he writes many things to his family. One sentence which he writes in this letter is as follows. He's speaking to his wife. Ve'isho es re'isa tesameach bedvurim toivim. He says to his wife, make sure, isha es re'isa, that you greet, you speak nicely to your friends, tesameach, to gladden her heart, bedvurim toivim, ki ze mitzvah gedoyla. And then he carries on. Ivezeh rov ha'toyra le'sameach le'udam. Rov ha'toyra, the majority of the Torah, is le'sameach le'udam, is to make a person happy. Now I saw this line. I thought, what? That's a big chiddush. I've never heard that before. The majority of the Torah is le'sameach le'udam. Where did the Vilna Gaon get this chiddush from? And I saw Takasam Nesrum ask, it's a gewaltige chiddush, a pella. The Vilna Gaon is telling us, Rav HaTorah, the majority of the Torah, is Sameach Luda. But according to what we're saying now, we understand it. Because when a person is feeling low, feeling depressed, they've got nothing to get up for in the morning. Not interested in davening, not interested in learning, stay in bed, don't want to know anybody, have no connection with anybody. When you go and you are Sameach this person, what you've done is, you've done Techiyas HaMeisim. Then all the mitzvahs and the Masim Toivin that this person does, this is all because you jump-started that fellow. You got this fellow going. And according to the Zohar Kodesh, we understand it as well. Because just like Lushon Hara is equal to the Gimel Averis Chamiris of Gila Royas, Shefichas Domim, and Ritz, and avoid Azura. So, not saying a gitvot is the same oynish. So we see it's on the same level. There's a famous medrash everybody knows, that there was once a peddler who came to town, and he said, "Miu isha chovitz chayim, miu isha chovitz chayim," and everybody came running, and Rabbi Yanai also came, and he said, "Yeah, you don't need to hear from me, you know it all." And Rabbi Yanai said, "No, still tell me." And he opened the tilim and he showed in the pusik, "Miyo shechov eschayim, oyev yomim leiz toiv, natsol l'shoin chum meiros, v'sech midah b'memo, si meiro v'asei toiv." Said Rabbi Yanai, "Kol yomai hayisi koyres pusik." Said, "My whole life I've been learning the saying this pusik, v'loy hayisi heichan hi pushit, I never realized the straightforward pushit pshat until this peddler came and told me." And all the Mefarshim asked the same question. What did Rabbi Yanai not realize? What did he suddenly understand? Ot gezuk de belzeruf zechoyin levrucha, this same yesod. That until then, every time Rabbi Yannai looked at this pusik, Mia Shechavis Chayim, Natsol Lashon Chomeiro, by not speaking Lushan Hora, that's what the pusik refers to. However, this peddler said, go a pusik further. Simeiro Va'asei Toiv. Why does the pusik add in the words Va'asei Toiv? It's just good enough. Say, Simeiro. That's what we're speaking about. Don't do Aveiros. Don't speak Lushan Hora. It seems from the pusik that Mia Shechovitz Chaim isn't good enough just to be Natsar Lashon Chomeiro, just to be Simeiro. You got to do part two as well. Va'asei Toiv. Do something good, something positive. Zuge Gitvot. Make somebody feel good. Cheer them up. Give them a compliment. Said Rabbi Yannai, I never realized until now. My Zayda, the Chod Kivir Rebbe, was famous as one of the great Gedoylim, Geoinim and Sadikim 100 years ago. And he told me a story. His father, his name was Rabbi Yossel Schechter, was the Rebbe's Chavrisa when he was a young man. This fellow, this Rabbi Yossel Schechter, was an unbelievable Ilui. Already as a young man, he knew the whole of Shas, Balpeh, and he was the Rebbe's Chavrisa. And one day, this Rabbi Yossel Schechter told the Rebbe a chiddush, which he'd seen in a sefer from one of the Gedolim, the Ramam Mipanoi. And the Rebbe said to him, thank you so much, I never knew this chiddush until today. And when the Rebbe saw this younger man's father, he went over to him and he said, you know, your son told me a chiddush that I didn't know. So can you imagine, you're speaking about one of the Gedolim, goes over to a yid and says, I want to give you nachas from your son. Your son, who was a young man, taught me something. He taught me something which I didn't know, I'd never heard before. You see here how he went out of his way to give a father which feel happy, nachas from his son. I was just 3 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael, and I was speaking to the Biyana Rebbe Shlita, and he asked me, did you learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah? Just finished. And I said, yes. So the Rebbe said to me, did you see a sefer? There's a sefer called Seder Yaakov. It was written by Yid, a Talmud Chochem from Switzerland. Now he lives in Bnei Brak. I said, yeah, I actually saw this sefer. So the Rebbe told me, I use this sefer now, learning Daf Yoimi. It was very, very helpful. So I phoned up the Mechaber. I phoned him up and I thanked him. I've used your sefer. I've just been using your sefer for the last few months. And I thanked him for his sefer. You see from this story, it's so easy. How many times do we hear something, a drusha, do we hear something, read something, a book? What's it take? You just finished a book, you read a book. Oh, you know what? I'll phone up the author of the book. I read your book, I really enjoyed it. I had hanor from it. It's something so easy, it doesn't cost any money, and it's a gewaltige Sache that a person can do, a kleine kind. Oh, but this is the Zoya Kodesh. We have to go out of our way to try and make other people feel good, make them feel happy. And the Bian Rebbe added to me a story from Reb Shloime Eliashiv. Reb Shloime Eliashiv was the Zayde of Reb Eliashiv, Zechon Evrocha. He wrote a sefer on Kabbalah called Leshem Shavoy Vachloma. A very, very, very Tifa Heilige Sefer on Inyune Kabbalah, which is not understood by many people. And a Yid once came over to this Reb Shloime Eliashiv, and he told him, you should know that when your Sefer arrived in Baghdad by the Ben Ish Chai, and the Ben Ish Chai learned from your Sefer, he was so impressed by this Sefer that you wrote, that he put on his Big Day Shabbos, and he made a seder to celebrate this Chushva Sefer. So he wanted to make this Reb Shloime Eliashiv feel good. Said Reb Shloime Eliashiv to this person, tell me, when did you hear this story? When did you find out about it? Years ago, 30, 40 years ago, the story had taken place. He'd never told him till then. Said Reb Shloime Eliashiv to this Yid, why didn't you tell me then at the time? I never realized how chushev my sefer really is. I thought I'd written a sefer, but not a sefer. You know, I'd written a sefer, but Who says it's such a good sefer, such a chushev sefer? But if the Ben Ish Chai, who was considered one of the greatest gedolim and one of the greatest mekibulim, if he was so happy about the sefer, if I would have known this then, I would have written more. I would have written another chelik. But today, I'm old, I haven't got no koich, I can't write anymore. If I would have known this then at the time, I would have written even more. So you see here from this story, we're speaking about one of the great gedolim, one of the great mekibulim. They didn't give him a compliment. If he would have heard at the time that compliment, he would have gone and written more. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Ksibas in Daf Kif Yud Aleph, Omer Reb Yochanan, Toiv Hamalbin Shenayim Lechaveroi. It's better somebody who makes his friend smile, that you can see the white of his teeth, Yoisa b'mashkei chulav, more than giving him milk to drink. That means if you want to have white teeth, in the olden days you had to drink lots of milk. That's what they would do. I suppose drinking milk could make your teeth white. Tells us Rabbi Yochanan, you know what's a greater thing than giving somebody milk to drink? Making him smile. Shenema, v'lovin shenayim mechulav, al tikri lovin shenayim, ela libin shenayim. Causing somebody to smile, to feel happy, that's even greater than giving them a glass of drink, a glass of milk to drink. One of the greatest achroinim was Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger always writes very, very concise. His sforim ala shas, his sforim on Shulchan Aruch, every single word and every single syllable is counted. And one really has to struggle to decipher and understand every word. But when you look in his sefer of Shalas and Chivas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this is what he answered. People would ask him Shalas and questions. Sometimes he would write, Ba'arichas Gedoyla. So it's a bit interesting. His own Chedishim, which he wrote, he would write, Mamish, not a spare word. But when he would answer people, he would go on and on. So in his introduction to his sefer, writes Rabbi Akiva Eiger these words, Pa'omim hirachti. Sometimes you'll see, I wrote, Ba'arichas, Behiyoisi yodeya shehoish hashoyel ma nefesh v'shuri b'tzah. Because I knew the person who asked me the shala is somebody who's feeling low, he's feeling depressed, he's feeling bitter. And therefore, I was marich lemans sameyach nafshoy bedavuri. I knew that if I were just to write him back a five-line answer, he's going to feel, oh, that's all I got from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, 5 lines. So I went out my way, instead of 5 lines, I wrote him 5 pages. Why? Not because I needed to write so long. I know he'd be happy. Wow, look what a good shala I asked. It took Rabbi Akiva Eiger 5 pages. To answer my question. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger should know, sometimes I was marich, not because I really needed to, I could have done it in a quarter of the space. I wanted to make somebody feel good. We have another Gemara, a Gemara Babas and Dafid, Daf Tesum Abbas, tells us Chazal, Om Rabbi Yitzchok, Kala Noisim Prita Leoni, Misborich Vesheish Bruchas. If you give money to a poor man, you get 6 bruchas. But if you cheer him up with words, Misburech beyid aleph bruchas, you get 11 bruchas. You see from this Gemara how great it is to cheer somebody up. You've done a tzedakah. A tzedakah is not a poor man. You've done even more than tzedakah. Just like we appreciate that giving money to a poor person, you've done something major. He was poor, and now you gave him money. He's got what to eat and to drink. So Chazal want us that we should understand that being mafayis bedvorim, cheering up a downtrodden person, you've done even more than giving him money. You've made him feel guilt. His whole essence has changed. So this is the avoider of making sure that we say compliments to people, cheer them up. The Gemara tells us in Bruchas in Daf Yizayin, Margalei Bepimei Da'abaya. This is something Abba used to constantly repeat again and again. Margle means he was just constantly saying this. A person, la'olam yehayudam, a whole list of things that he said. One of the things is, imar bashulam im ochev im karoivov v'im kaludam. Be mar bashulam. Go out your way to greet people. You walk on the street, don't just ignore. You see another, don't ignore them. Nod your head. Good Shabbos, good Yontov, hello, Shum Aleichem. The Gemara tells us about Rabbi Yochanan. Omri Ula of Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakkai, Shloi Higdimai, Udam Shulam Be'olam. Nobody was ever first able to greet Rabbi Yochanan. He greeted everybody before they were able to greet him. Writes the Rebbe of Melech, Schissing Leni, in Pashas Vayishlach. Chazal tell us, if a person's got a choyle besoich beisoi, you should go to a tzaddik, to a chocham. Why? Why can't you go to anybody? Says the Rebbe of Melech, you have to go to somebody who's got a havas Yisrael. Gedoilim, they have a havas Yisrael. They love every single Yid. Like we see, said the Rebbe of Melech, from Rabbi Yochanan, he greeted every single Yid. Because had tzaddik, oyeves Hashem, ves kol udam ba'oilam. A tzaddik loves every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, his tefillahs have got a koyach. In the Sefer Mor v'Shumash, he writes that I was once present when the Rebbe of Zisha asked his brother, the Rebbe of Melech, could you teach me how to perform nisim like you are doing? I see everyone comes to you and there's such amazing stories and nisim and mofsim. Could you teach me what do I need to do that I should also be able to perform nisim like you do? And answered the Rebbe of Melech back to him, Klal hadvorim bekitzer shaheshiv lo adma. It's through him feeling bound together with all other ele chayidim, with a moedika ahava v'chiba, with a moedika love, with a moedika this word, like the Rebbe of Melech writes, shenila mal shenira kolechad malas chavareini v'loy chesroinam. We have to make sure to look always at the good of other people. So this is our avoda now in Aseres Yemei Teshiva. It's not just good enough to ask people for mechila because I said something bad about you, said something not nice about you. We have to see how can I improve upon myself to say something good. Try and uplift somebody. A Rosh Yeshiva once came to the Chazon Ish and he asked the Chazon Ish and he said, I'm a Rosh Yeshiva of a big yeshiva, but I can never be in yeshiva. I can't give any shiurim because the whole year I'm busy traveling from town to town, from city to city, trying to raise money to keep the yeshiva open. So I want to learn Torah, I want to give shiurim, but I can't. I'm always on the go. I'm always traveling. Said this Rosh Yeshiva to the Chazon Ish, why is Hashem doing this to me? He's not letting me learn, and I'm always on the go. I can never be and in one place all them 5 minutes, and I got to travel here and travel there. Said the Chazon Ish to him, perhaps it once happened in your yeshiva that there's a bocher who needed chizuk, and you didn't give him that chizuk. And because you didn't give him that chizuk, that bocher felt, I've got no future in the yeshiva, no point in staying, and decided to leave, and that was the end of him. And if you would have given him a bissel chizuk, you would have saved him. So we know, Chazal tell us, that somebody who killed another Yid b'shoigeg, he has to go into gulis. Said the Chazon Ish to this Rosh Yeshiva, perhaps you were a hoireg nefesh b'shoigeg. Perhaps you, by not giving chizuk, you were a hoireg nefesh b'shoigeg who has to go into gulis. And that's why you're traveling the whole year, constantly on the go. So we see how important this is to say a chizuk, uplift somebody. If I see my friend didn't come for a few days, I haven't seen her, I haven't seen my neighbour, where are they? You phone them up. I haven't seen you, been missing you. Where are you? The Olam's asking after you. Don't see you around. If the chevra's all together and there's one person who's not part of the chevra, so you see, they feel not part of the chevra, schlep them in, make them feel part of them. Make sure, I've got to make sure this person also shouldn't feel that she's being left out. That the Olim's not part of the Chevra. She's not part of the Chevra. He's not part of the Chevra. We got to make sure everybody feels good. And then, when we look after everybody else, the Midah Keneged Midah, the Boishim will look after us. We should all be Zoicha, Tegemach, Sima Toive, Egitio, Egbenchtio, Simchadikio, Hatzlocha, Yo, Omen Ken Yeruzak.